Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence. This week's topic, the confrontation calamity. My name is Sean Galloway, and I'm proud to be your host. Hello, everyone. Sean Galloway here, working this week in Atlanta, Georgia. For the topic this week, I'd like to share an article that Terry Mathis wrote was published in his column in EHS Today magazine, June of 2014. This article and all of our others can be found by visiting proactsafety.com. Click on the Insights tab. You can also find the article at ehstoday.com, the magazine's website. So without further delay, here we go. The Confrontation Calamity by Terry L. Mathis. Many in the safety community have adopted a concept that is not only incorrect, but also could do more harm than good, ultimately. This concept has been labeled confrontation. Some proponents of this concept have gone so far as to claim it's possibly the most crucial skill of safety. Workers must be willing to confront each other when they see risks being taken. Supervisors must confront risk takers, and the whole organization must be willing to confront its own willingness to take risks. Much of this thinking is a reaction to safety cultures in which workers hesitate or refuse to talk to each other about safety issues. Certainly, worker interaction, potentially, can improve safety, but the wrong kind of interaction can be worse than no interaction at all. Supervisors also must be active communicators of safety in the workplace. If they fail to direct and correct safety practices during the course of work, serious consequences can follow. But again, what should be the nature of safety's supervisory style? Should it be confrontational or cooperative? Should it be correcting or coaching? The trouble with confrontation. The problem with the confrontation concept are fourfold. Number one, it attempts to improve one aspect of safety while inadvertently damaging another. Two, it makes an incomplete assumption about risk-taking. Three, it utilizes a change methodology that is proven to be less effective than others. Four, it has no process indicators to measure or manage its implementation or results. Safety excellence efforts typically are twofold. They attempt to improve accident reduction efforts and to create a desirable safety culture in which there is collaboration and cooperation. While confrontation can make some claim to address accident reduction, it creates a safety culture of enmity. Confrontation is, by its very nature, adversarial. Proponents of confrontation attempt to qualify it and soften it by explaining that the person attacking has good intentions. Just as some experts once tried to combine the opposing ideas of construction and criticism into constructive criticism, they now have a new set of contradictions to reconcile. Well-meaning criticism still is critical, just as well-meaning confrontation still is confrontational. A culture in which people, because of their good intentions, are willing to attack each other is not a culture of excellence. Coaching and collaboration are the tools of excellence, and confrontation is the antithesis of these tools. The concept that confrontation can improve accident reduction assumes that all or most safety decisions are within the control of the worker and not influenced by organizational or conditional issues. If a worker's decision to take a risk is affected by outside influences, such as the availability of tools and equipment or workstation design, confrontation does not discover or document these. There also is no methodology in confrontation to remove or alter such influences on safety decisions. Allowing these influences to persist unaddressed is a formula to make sure they continue to shape future behavior. Confronting workers over issues they cannot control is a formula for disagreement, not improvement. Naively assuming that confrontation can overcome obstacles and barriers to safety is an approach doomed to failure and disappointment. Additionally, the idea that a person making a bad decision can be coerced into making a better decision through confrontation is, at best, questionable. Confrontation usually causes a defensive response rather than creating an openness to constructive improvement. Even though some advocates of confrontation attempt to expand the concept to include positive reinforcement, this is a serious misnomer at best. Confrontation and positive reinforcement are polar opposites. Positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement of safe behavior has been proven to be a more effective method of accomplishing behavioral change. Targeting specific behaviors to improve safety and positively reinforcing them has proven more effective than simply looking for random safe behaviors to reinforce. Confronting unsafe behavior automatically does not create safe behavior. Confrontation does not target specific improvements and reinforce workers for progress. It only singles out the negatives and centers all interpersonal encounters around them. If confrontation creates any behavioral change at all, it is often a forced change. Forced changes usually are temporary and go away after the person exerting the force goes away also. The end result is that even the most well-intentioned confrontation fails to change behaviors effectively, efficiently, or permanently. Another serious problem with the confrontational approach to improving safety is a complete lack of process metrics. No one has prescribed an effective way to measure the quantity, quality, or the impact of confrontation on safety improvement. Confronting simply becomes another program that is implemented and evaluated at the end of the year by the variation in lagging indicators. Safety processes without process indicators are being abandoned in favor of ones that can be measured and managed. Although measurement is not management, it is a critical element of management. Without process metrics, organizations cannot know if confrontation is happening or not. They cannot know how often it is happening or if the quality of it is increasing or decreasing. Without process metrics, it virtually is impossible to determine if changes in lagging indicators are being caused by the process or by other factors. The value and effectiveness of such processes only can be guessed. Confrontation is little more than another attempt to avoid failure rather than achieve success and safety. It is a program to address the reluctance to discuss safety in the workplace and replaces silence with enmity. Programmatic approaches to safety quickly are being replaced with strategic approaches. Organizations are creating comprehensive safety strategies and executing against them. Such strategies almost always address both accident reduction behaviors and safety culture building behaviors. Even if confrontation is believed to prevent accidents, it would seldom pass the test of contributing to the creation of a desirable safety culture. Programs and processes to improve safety should fit in and contribute strategic value or be abandoned. Regardless of whatever good intentions one may have, confrontation is not an effective way to strategically achieve safety culture and performance excellence. Until next time, remember, in safety, prevention trumps reaction. For more information on safety culture excellence, or if you have a topic to suggest, please email us at podcast@proactsafety.com.